comes in a, if you buy it at the store, it comes in a
dress, I mean a pan.
A soup that you eat.
Oh, soup.
Yeah, comes in a
can.
Uh-huh, and the can's made of
Lemon, a tin.
Yeah, yeah. And a dime is worth, talking about the amount of money it's worth, is worth
10 cents.
Now this next part is about clothing, different types of clothing. When you start talking about suit, I was thinking, hey, wait a minute, maybe I did ask that, because that was the next question, was about what do you call a matching outfit that, like that a man would wear?
Shirt.
Mm-hmm. And it's
vest.
Mm-hmm.
Coat.
Mm-hmm.
And breeches.
Mm-hmm.
Pants.
Yeah. And all together, you'd say that he had on like a
full dress suit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very good. Now what about what men would wear to work in?
Work clothes and overalls.
They wear overalls.
Uh-huh. Coveralls, some of them call them. You see, always overalls.
Yeah, would that be the kind that comes up?
All over your shoulders.
Uh-huh.
You beard on it.
Uh-huh.
A hoop, and you have a jumper to match it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, what if a man had on pants that were kind of tight and stuffed a whole bunch of things in his pocket and another word for stick out might be, instead of saying stick out, you might say they might bull.
Bust.
Uh-huh. And what about bulge?
Wait.
Bulge.
Bulge out,
If you had a dress or something that wasn't sans-frized, and you might say, I washed it in hot water and it
faded.
Yeah, or but if it got smaller, you'd say
it got it out.
And I guess that used to happen more.
Yes, it did.
Things would.
You couldn't have. You had to have segment of water to wash and a segment soapy stuff to use. And fading.
Uh-huh.
They make things now. You don't fade. Mm-hmm. You know, you used to have a pretty flower dress or a flower piece or something.
Mm-hmm.
Wash it and it'll fade away, but they don't do that anymore.
Well, now, did you have much trouble with things shrinking?
I didn't, but
mm-hmm.
I guess lots of them did, because I found out anything was shrinkable, I'd always use the right temperature.
Oh,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I found out, people say, oh, get my clothes out and let the sun shine on. I wash them clean, rinse them clean. If it's a day like today, I get them out on the line early, my pillows, hang my sheets, put hems back. And just as soon as they're dry, I'll take them off the line.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you let them stay out all day in that sun, it draws them and makes them rough, and you iron them to death trying to get your wrinkles out of them. I really experience things.
Uh-huh,
you know?
Yeah, sure.
And if I have a pretty dress, a pretty flower dress in kind, I'm also used to it. I'm talking to you now, and you talking to me.
No, I'm interested in that. I think that's interesting.
It's
good for me to know. That's good for anybody to know.
If you got a pretty print dress and you want the flowers to stay the color all the time, always wrinkle that dress and roll it down and iron it on the wrong side. That keeps the color.
Oh,
I learned a woman that she said to me, Florence, she said, I didn't know anybody could tell me anything, she said, but you